You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 28th, and it's hard to believe, but today is already our 30th episode of the show, so I just wanted to thank everyone that's been listening since day one, and for anyone that is new to the show, thank you for tuning in, and if you're unfamiliar with the premise of the show, we launch an episode every day during the week that recaps the previous day's sports action while previewing the day to come, and we want to do all of that in less than 10 minutes, hence the Daily Dime. So the goal is to get you caught up on all the latest scores, news, and notes from around all the leagues, prepping you for that water cooler talk at the office, those few minutes you have before your next class with your buddies, or wherever else you may be discussing sports. So once again, thank you for listening. We appreciate it here, and we hope to keep bringing you great content as the show continues to grow and evolve. But with that being said, we will kick off the show today with some sad news coming from the basketball world as Bill Walton has passed away at the age of 71 after a battle with cancer. Bill was a larger-than-life character with a laundry list of career achievements that include a two-time national champion and three-time national player of the year while at UCLA. He was then the first overall pick in the NBA draft in 1974, and then he was the 1977-78 NBA MVP. He was a two-time NBA champion with the Blazers and the Celtics, the first of which he won Finals MVP, and he was also inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 1993. He also became one of the top broadcasters over the past few decades, even winning an Emmy in 2001 for Best Live Sports Television Broadcast. And he just had one of the most infectious personalities that you'll ever find, with his positivity just radiating throughout whatever venue or broadcast he was associated with. So he will definitely be missed across the basketball world. So rest in peace to Bill Walton, who died yesterday again at the age of 71. But no easy way to transition from that. But furthermore, in the basketball world, we had Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and the Pacers last night. And with this one, we will jump straight to the fourth quarter, where the Pacers once again had a lead. They were up 8 with under 6 to play, and they were still up 102-98 with about 3.5 minutes left. But they wouldn't score again from that point on, and the Celtics once again came from behind to win, this time sweeping the series in the process. This was the third time in four games that the Pacers had at least a 90% win probability in the fourth quarter, according to the ESPN analytics, and they lost each of those games. So again, just brutal series from the Pacers. You just have to wonder what if they could have just closed out some of these games. And part of that what if is if Haliburton was healthy. He missed his second game in a row for the Pacers. But Nembhard did play great again in his absence. He scored 24 and added 10 assists and 6 rebounds. Siakam also played well. He finished with 19 points and 10 boards. And they once again got good performances off the bench with TJ McConnell and Obi Toppin adding 15 and 12 respectively. But the stars showed up for the Celtics again in their closeout victory as Jaylen Brown finished with 29 points and 3 steals. Tatum had 26, even though it took 26 shots. Jrue Holiday had 17 and also had 9 rebounds. And then Derek White had 16 points and was just a menace defensively. He had 5 steals and 3 blocks. But even with all those great performances, Jaylen Brown was named the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, and the Celtics will now advance to the finals for the 23rd time in their franchise history as they await the winner of the Dallas-Minnesota series. Game 4 of that one is tonight in Dallas, with the Mavs leading 3-0 and a chance to wrap up a sweep of their own. But even if Dallas wins tonight, we won't have Game 1 of the finals until June 6th, so kind of hoping that one gets extended a little bit longer just to have a few more games to talk about. But anyway, speaking of Western Conference Finals, we also had Game 3 between the NHL's final two teams in the West last night as the Stars took on the Oilers with the series tied 1-1. Edmonton jumped out to an early lead with goals from Hyman and McDavid in the first, but then they gave up three straight goals to Dallas before tying it up just before the second period ended. But Dallas would break the tie again halfway through the third on Jason Robertson's third goal of the night, and then would go on to add an empty netter with 2 minutes left to ice the game and take a 2-1 series lead. Game four of that one will be on Wednesday in Dallas again, with Edmonton as the opening line favorites. But tonight we have game four of the Eastern Conference Finals between New York and Florida. The Panthers are huge home favorites as they look to avenge their game three overtime loss and tie the series back up at 2-2 before heading back to Manhattan for game five. Over in the MLB, the Rockies beat the Guardians 8-6, snapping their 9-game win streak in the process. The Reds beat the Cardinals 3-1 for their fourth straight win after losing five of their previous six. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 11-3 out in Baltimore. The Blue Jays beat the White Sox 5-1 as Chicago is now 4 games worse than any other team in the bigs with a record of 15-40. Just abysmal over there on the south side. The Padres beat the Marlins 2-1 with their go-ahead run coming on a bases-loaded walk, so interesting finish in that one. The Mariners went scoreless after scoring three in the first, but it was enough to outlast the Astros as they won 3-2 for their 29th win of the season. And in other MLB news, umpire Angel Hernandez has retired after 3 decades in the big leagues. He's definitely one of the most scrutinized officials across any sport that I can think of. Hard to believe that he will be missed by too many players or fans after his retirement, but he does retire abruptly in the middle of the season here at the age of 62. We didn't have any any WNBA games last night as they were off for Memorial Day. So with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode. A little bit shorter today with not as many games, but as always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.